This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
I've got a very special guest on the phone. He's going to speak to us about his very, very inspiring campaign. He's from the UK. His name is Brendan Rendell. Hello, Brendan. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hi, good evening. I was just having a dance to that track then. It was
It's pretty cool, isn't it? So we've just inducted you into some great Australian music.
Yeah, I might have to put it on my iPod.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for being our guest on the show tonight, Brendan. Now, you've got quite an inspiring story to tell. You actually started a campaign where you're looking at setting up educational communities or school for children in Africa. And this is what our show is about. We love the inspiring stories, don't we, John?
Definitely.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about your campaign, Brendan, and how it all kicked off, what it means to you as a journey.
Yeah, thank you. It all started in 2008. I was very fortunate to be a team of 11 cyclists. We actually cycled across Malawi. I couldn't believe the level of poverty that there was in Malawi. I mean, I'll just give you some statistics according to the Save the Children. It's one child in eight dies before reaching five. And there's 500,000 children that one or both their parents have died of HIV. And each year there's 25,000 people diagnosed with HIV. So it was a very, very poor country. But behind all that devastation and the poverty, there was an incredible spirit that we were cycling through these very poor villages and children in rags would come up and high-five us. And it was just incredible that their smiles. And it's crazy when you compare sort of the developed world to there and you think, who's got it right? And we have all this stuff, but then they have this kind of happiness. Mm. You know, in front of all this devastation. So that was the starting for me. And then when I came back from Malawi, I was really inspired to go back because I thought I need to help. I need to do more.
Yeah.
And I started to get involved in a project in a small charity called FOMO, which is a community-based orphans program. And they actually support 5,000 orphans through 14 centers. It's in the Malanje district in South Malawi.
Yeah.
It covers all the aspects of welfare, health, education, food security, and it's actually run by a small group of volunteers in the UK, and we send direct aid from England straight over to Malawi in huge containers, and we packed one a few weeks ago, so it's on its way over now, so hopefully it'll be given out to the people that need the support. So
that's great. So your goal there, Brendan, is basically setting up some form of welfare and education as a form of outreach, and also food security for the community-based orphan program. Isn't that right? So it's run by volunteers as well?
Yeah, it's all run by volunteers. So no one gets paid. It's all the fundraising is done from the UK. And this project that I've taken on is the art and science block for the secondary school. They opened the first phase last year.
Yeah.
And now I'm campaigning to build the art and science to give these children the education they deserve. So I'm taking on the next few months and crazy marathons, ultra marathons.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say, because you've got a load of marathons that you're going to be running to raise some funds, some much-needed funds for these young kids. I believe it's 7 marathons in 7 days.
Oh,
tell us, that is epic. I have no idea how you're going to handle that, Brendan. Tell us a little bit about it. I don't even know where to start.
Tired.
Yeah, just thinking about it. How are you going to manage that?
I don't know.
How many pairs of runners do you have?
Yesterday I did my last 23K run before the Manchester Marathon.
Yeah.
Which will be in 2 weeks. And then next month I'm doing one more marathon. And then I take on my first ultra marathon, which is a race through the Lake District in North England, and that's 93 kilometres.
Mm.
So, and then that's building up to September, where I'm going to start on the west side of England, and I'm going to run across to the east, and it's
unbelievable. Amazing. You know what, Brendan? I'm raising a sweat just sitting here thinking about it.
Brendan, you know, if you're working yourself so hard, what kind of motivates you to keep going? Like, I would just give up personally. But maybe, like, there must be something
something's
in your mind
inspiring
that's
pushing
you,
Brendan.
You.
What is it?
Yeah, I mean, when I first went to Malawi, and it wasn't until I came back and I really compared how fortunate I was here. And it really inspired me that you have one chance at life, and I wanted to grasp every moment that I possibly could. So it inspired me to travel, and I've been very fortunate over the last years to travel the world, and I've seen some very, you know, extreme poverty. And it's just given me this kind of massive appreciation for life, that you just want to, you know, really push yourself to, like, because that's where you learn. When you really push your body and your mind, that's where you learn the most. And obviously these children in Malawi have taught me everything about life, humanity. And it's kind of my thank you to them that they've kind of exploded me into this kind of driven person that I really want to make a massive difference. And
yeah,
for me, this project's not just about me. I'm just doing things that I love, this run, etc. And it's a team thing. And everyone that donates gets involved.
Yeah.
Part of building this school block. And it's a team thing with the kids in Malawi and the people here and the people around the world.
Yep.
It's a team thing, and I'm just the driving force pulling it all together.
Well, I'm pretty sure you've had a couple of obstacles and a couple of hurdles thrown at you while you've been training during these marathons. And I know we spoke about this off air just the other day. I'm sure our Joy listeners would like to hear about a particular hurdle that was thrown at you literally from the sky. Tell us a little bit about what happened during that incident.
Well, the whole challenge was nearly off this week because I was running over a bridge in Manchester. And I was kind of focused. I had my music on. I felt good. And then all of a sudden, this big white feather thing just dropped from the sky, literally in front of me. I kind of did a jump. I think two people in front of me walking towards me thought, what is this? What's happened? I looked up and realized that there was three swans continuing to fly in the sky. But this big swan in front of me had obviously hit the bridge above and landed in front of me. So I nearly had a swan hat.
Oh, right.
So that would have been very, very...
I was trying to work out, like, on the interview sheet,
but
Brian's written swan incident.
I didn't know how to word that one, Brendan, so I wrote swan incident on my running sheet because I just wanted you to tell us what actually happened. But it would be happy to know the swan recovered and flew away, and you obviously picked yourself up and kept running as you do, like a trooper that you are.
Stopped because I was worried about it, but then it did get up and it was, like, pretty big, so I thought that's going to make me run faster.
Yeah.
They are quite vicious animals,
they are.
Too.
Well, good on you.
Or beaks and claws.
Yeah, good on you for keeping on going. Now, tell us a little bit about your background. You're part of the Rainbow family as well. And you also mentioned, the poverty, the stigma, you know, the HIV rate in Africa, all those sorts of issues in Malawi. And you've also got a background in training children with autism who have got learning difficulties. Quite a broad range of skills there, Brendan. Tell us just quickly a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was listening to some stories earlier on the radio station and things. I was born in a very small town in the southwest of England, and this was before we really had the internet, you know, at the scale that we have it now. And it was very difficult for me growing up. I mean, I was, you know, there was no outlet. I didn't know any gay people, and you felt different. And so it was difficult at times. And it wasn't until I moved to Manchester that I realised that there was other people that, like me, and, you know, and all of those kind of things. So growing up was kind of, when I look back, I mean, I was very happy at college and school, but you just didn't really find who you were. You just kind of were sort of cut off because I lived in the countryside, and you knew you were different, but you didn't really know at that time why I was different. So.
And you are really motivated, Brendan, and it is inspiring to all of our listeners. Now, your campaign, you've set up a website, which is justgiving.com/helpfomo35. So it's justgiving.com, and it's help. And then FOMO35. He's also on Twitter, HelpFOMO35, and also on Instagram, HelpFOMO35. You're looking at raising some funds, and on that website, you can also watch the progress of the actual community going up and the school going up and the donation side of things. How much money are you looking at raising, Brendan?
I think it was 35,000 British pounds.
Yeah.
What's that conversion in Aussie dollars?
So that's quite a fair bit.
It's a lot of money. I've got a lot planned over the summer with fundraising, every penny will get to the project. I want to make that very clear.
So if people want to support you, they can get over to your website, Twitter and Instagram. And just to let our listeners know, Brendan did Instagram a picture on his social media and was supported by Madonna's son, Rocco, which was a pretty amazing stuff to get that, because we know Madonna's heavily involved in that as well. So, Brendan, thank you so much for your time and sharing your very inspiring story with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.